Hey, this is Joey. God bless. There's only four things in life I love most: guns, watches, real estate, and the Hoolies Hoolie on 1240 AM WSBC. God bless.
Yeah, the Hoolies Hoolie on 1240 AM WSBC. It's Saturday night. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'm here with my brother Bill. Bill, how are you?
How are you, Pat?
I'm good. That was nice of Joey, God bless, to do the cold open for us, right?
Yeah, he's always God blessing everything.
He is, and that's a good thing. You know, somebody said to me recently that I found myself listening to the show, a couple of old episodes of
sure.
the show.
By the way, I think this is episode, is this episode 10?
This is 11.
All right.
And one of the things I've noticed throughout the show is that I say cool too much.
Yeah.
You know? Cool. And it sounds ridiculous after a while. And the other thing I found that I say a lot is, oh, that's beautiful. God bless. Which is a nice thing to say,
sure.
I think, to people. But some people, you know, there's a lot of atheists in the world that are put off by that.
Uh-huh.
And to them, I say, God bless.
Yes.
One of the things I found was that, you know, we have that friend, Joey, God bless, who did the
right.
open. And I find it funny that he has turned the term into something, everything is God bless, you know?
I know. It's like, it's the height of satisfaction.
Yeah. I got a beef sandwich. I got a foot rub. God bless, you know?
Yeah.
I went to DSW Shoe Warehouse. I got a pair of boots at 20% off. God bless, you
yeah,
know?
Right.
What else is God bless? Socks one. God bless.
Give me double makers and Coke. God bless.
Yeah.
You know, everything.
So I think it's a good thing, but sometimes it can be taken overboard. But
So what you're telling me then is if something's cool tonight, you'll be replacing it with God bless.
That's right.
From now on?
Forever.
But are you going to say God bless, or are you going to go God bless?
Oh, that's kind of the Chicago for the lazy guy. God bless.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Doesn't matter. I don't know. How's your week going?
Pretty good. Back to the grind, you know,
full
week after New Year's.
Holidays all over.
Yeah. Liquor business is slow, though.
How can it be slow? Because they're out of booze now? Everyone's
drinking
it up?
I think that, you know, everybody's stocked up on their booze. So it's one of those, you know, they're looking at, you know, I go in and, you know, some of our clients say, no, we no one no business today.
Really?
No. Everything is still in stock. Please get lost. Stop bothering us. You know. But we do have, you know, new deals coming out. So, well, we got a month to get them in there, and we'll get them in there. So
that's good. I want to thank my guests from last week. We had Pure and Weary on. They're coming up. They're going to be doing a show Sunday, January 15th.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not it's the 15th, but it's not a Sunday. And then we have the Chili Cook-Off tomorrow.
Yeah,
The Opportunity Knox Chili Cook-Off will be at the Brian Baru in Forest Park.
Yeah, I'll be guest bartending.
What time
does it
start?
Say hello to me.
10?
10 a.m. So it's going to go from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Lots of activities.
You can see Brother Bill here, tenant bar, get him all frustrated and PO'd. You know?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not actually an employee there, so I'll say whatever I feel like behind that bar.
Oh,
I don't care. They can't.
God bless.
God bless. Yeah. I can't get fired or anything. I'll throw the rag in your face and walk around the other side of the bar. I don't care.
Oh, the 15th is Thursday, so that's when I believe Pure and Weary will be doing their bit. The two girls we had on last week, they're pretty cool. We do have some good guests tonight,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, we do. I'm very excited.
For those of you neophytes that didn't hear the show last week, my guest this week is Chicago stuntman and actor Richard Wilkie. He'll be coming on the program right after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
God forbid you should ever have to call a lawyer for a serious injury or wrongful death lawsuit, but if you do, remember Healy Scanlon Law Firm. Our friends Martin Healy Jr. and John Scanlon have been practicing personal injury law for many years. The Healy Scanlon Law Firm has 8 experienced trial attorneys who have been officers of several bar associations, including president of the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. They've taken on the largest corporations in the world and have won many record-setting multi-million dollar verdicts for their clients. Martin is first-generation Irish-American. His parents came to Chicago from Swinford and Tourmacady, County Mayo, Ireland. He grew up on the West Side in Resurrection Parish. John is second-generation Irish with 3 grandparents from Kerry and Mayo. He grew up on the South Side in St. John Fisher Parish. God forbid you should ever need a personal injury attorney, but if you do, remember to stick with your own. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. For more information on our friends Martin Healy and John Scanlon and Healy Scanlon Law Firm, go to HealyScanlon.com. See their legal articles in the Irish American News entitled On the Law. Products liability, personal injury, trucking, auto accidents, wrongful death, workers' compensation. Call Martin or John at 312-977-0100 for a free consultation. Healy Scanlon Law Firm, they're our people.
Welcome back to the Hoolies Hoolie, 1240 AM WSBC. Tonight, Bill. Oh, you know what I want to thank everybody for is,
what is that?
Liking our Facebook page. We finally got our Facebook
page up. And there's been, we just put up the rest of the podcast. I don't know why that was such a hassle, but
they're up, except that you spelled sketch comedy.
Yes,
or
I did. Sorry.
Which makes me look like a buffoon.
Makes you look like a buffoon. Okay.
The guest from last week said, you know, sketch is spelled with a K, not a C. And I went, we'll talk to the webmaster about that. Okay. Yeah. But yeah.
There was an email sent out today. I'm sure it's fixed by now.
But yes, we have a Facebook page up. I encourage all of you to go to it. Hoolies Hooley, H-O-U-L-I apostrophe S. H-O-O-L-E-Y, because a hoolie is a party, right, Bill?
That's right.
And we're about to get down and party with Richard Wilkie, who is a stuntman in Chicago for 29 years now. I looked on the IMDb. It said 1986 was your first film. Rich, welcome to the show, obviously.
Hi, Patty, Bill.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
That first movie, was that? And it wasn't Adventures in Babysitting. I think it was Lucas. I think that's what I saw, right? Was that your first film that you worked on?
Yeah, Lucas was the first film in 85.
Right.
I worked on a pilot for a TV show, Lady Blue, with Jamie Rose. I was one of the bank robbers got shot and went through the window. It was colder than it is tonight.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Now, you're in an interesting profession because you were also a fireman until you retired recently, Park. And then as a young man, kids in the neighborhood were fascinated with you. I should say that Rich, I grew up with the Wilkies. They're from Oak Park. And Rich was one of the most celebrated Wilkies because he's the guy on TV. Not one of the nicest of the Wilkies. The Wilkies are amazing people. But we love you, Rich, and I want to thank you again for being on the show. But what I want to know is, you have an amazing story to tell about how you and Rick Lefevre, who is your childhood pal, came to form what is known today as Midwest Stunts. And you guys had quite the journey before it really kicked off in the mid-'80s. And I'd like to hear about it.
Well, it was a... Rick had a horse, and we used to ride, and there was a friend that had a quarter horse at the same stable that couldn't get out as much to exercise his horse, so we'd go riding a lot. Well, Rick and this other person went on a drive from Montana to South Dakota. I think it was Casey Tibbs. He was the world's champion rodeo cowboy.
And this was in the late 70s?
This was in the 70s.
Yeah.
And So he had a drive, and they went on it. And now in 68, he had taken a Wild West show rodeo to Japan.
Tibbs.
Casey Tibbs did. So he was taking another one in 73.
Right.
And asked Rick if he wanted to go, and then he said, would you like to go? And I, like, yeah, sure, you know, because yeah. it's like Bill and Ted's Big Adventure.
Right? Yeah. So, how old were you guys?
18? I was 17.
17, yeah.
Turned 18 in Japan. So I was supposed to go to Japan, Hong Kong, and Bangkok.
Right.
And we had gotten robbed when we were supposed to go to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent all that time in Japan. But so we went, it was a Wild West show rodeo, and they said, yeah, we need stuntmen. You want to learn stunts, and that's where we learned stunts.
And
so the night we graduated high school, we're on a plane to California. 3 days later, we're in Japan in quarantine with 40 bucking horses and bulls and buffalo.
Yeah, and it was still,
that had to have been wild.
Absolutely. And were you still a neophyte to most of the riding skills, or did you kind of learn on the job while you were there with Shadow and Rick and the other and Tibbs?
We started riding bareback horses and bulls, and involuntarily rode buffalo.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And that's where we learned both riding, rodeo and stunts.
Right. And do most of the modern stunt performers today, do they come from that, Western, you know, the Westerns of, you know, the John Ford movies and all the, you know, Gunsmoke and all those were the guys that were, the cowboys were essentially the original stuntmen. Is that correct?
That's correct. And then their, kids,
learned
went into the business, and now I've worked with some of their kids,
right?
And it's they have a martial arts background or a gymnastic background, right, or an athletic background helps,
sure,
but it's really on the job training. There's some schools out in Florida and in LA that have driving schools,
precision driving,
where you can
schools.
Learn how to, you know, slide a car and that, and there's others that'll do some, let you do a high fall and do a live burn or a gunshot squib, but it doesn't guarantee you work.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's just like showbiz. You still got to know somebody usually.
And you just have to, it's like on the job training, and you have to prove yourself. You know?
Right. So from Japan, you guys come back to the United States.
Right.
You're what, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And when you go to school, or you become a fireman, or do you just, you keep doing stunts?
I worked on jobs. I worked on the South Chicago Railroad outside of U.S. Steel at 87th South and Commercial.
Sure. Right.
I worked clerking in the circuit court downtown. I painted.
Right.
Went back to school around, I'd say, 75. That's when I became a paramedic.
Right.
And around the 80s, films started coming here.
Yeah. Right.
And between...
After the Blues Brothers and yeah, Jane Byrne, and they made it welcome
and
to
they did
shoot.
T.J. Hooker. There were some smaller, sure, you know, and like this Lady Blue, and, you know, shows came here. And John Hughes and Chris Columbus and Harold Ramis. And, I mean, all of a sudden, there was a market.
Sure.
And
giant market.
And Rick says, hey, we could do this. It's easier than riding horses. We can drive cars.
Yeah. Right.
So we kept showing up and trying to prove ourselves. And it took years.
Right.
Rick, when he came back from Japan, had gone to school, went to L.A. He worked out there for a while. Worked as a PA. And I mean, he worked in the business. He was really...
He immersed himself
into
it.
He was motivated to make this his livelihood.
Right.
And when he said started to form the group, it was like a handful of people, and he was really the originator of it.
Right.
And said, I just need someone that knows what they're doing I can rely on. And I said, but I'm not going to give up my job as a paramedic.
Sure.
So it was understood, and it just grew. And our reputation was proven. And so when Harold Ramis did Groundhog's Day, he picked Rick to be the stunt coordinator.
Oh, what a break. And how many of you guys were on the original crew? Who was the original crew? Rick Lefevre, Rich Wilkie,
Eddie Fernandez, Dan Maldonado, Jim Fierro, Stacy Logan,
many of whom are still working today.
Yeah,
all right. Those guys are still working and in their prime, so to say.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in my twilight, but but they are, as far as knowledge and talent, they're in their prime.
So now you've worked on movies all the way from like The Color of Money. A lot of times you're the guy getting beat up in movies and shot at. Is that right, Rich?
That's a good thing.
But it's not always good to be killed the first day.
No. Well, if you've ever seen my fantastic acting ability, I usually don't have many lines except ouch. Uh-huh. But that was Michael Keaton did his first directing.
Merry Gentlemen.
Sure.
Merry Gentlemen, and I worked on it, and things were a little tense before it got started. We were running a little bit behind even. So I think it was the first day of shooting, and and I'm a guy in the office, and I walk back. He's a hitman.
Right.
So it was Toby Ostashevitz. It was the guy who shot me.
The other stuntman, Toby Osh. Yep.
And he goes, okay, you walk back to the desk, you get shot, slump on the desk, and fall to the floor. And just messing around, I'm going, wait a minute, you're going to shoot me? You're going to kill me the first day of shooting? Yeah. And everyone's looking at me, and Rick's got this look at me like, what are you doing?
Don't say that.
He goes, this isn't the time to screw around. I go, hey, can't you wound me and hunt me for a few days? I need the money. And Michael Keaton goes, well, geez, now I don't want to kill him. Right. Rick's going, shoot the son of a... I know him.
Now, for our listening audience, if you're working on a movie and they kill you on the first day of the movie, movie's over for you. You don't get to work any more days. For the rest of the stunt coordinators and guys like that on the movie, you want to play a guy who's got his back turned to the camera for the majority of it, if you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Now, you've been killed. You're killed at the beginning of Batman Begins. You're punched at the beginning of Let's Go to Prison.
Yeah.
Which is a movie that I actually met you on.
That was funny.
It's a very funny movie. What of all the films you've worked on, let's see here. I mean, you've got how many movies? 60-something.
It's unbelievable when you look at it.
Not counting TV, you have 35
plus
films.
The Road to Perdition.
Mob Doctor. Chicago Fire is your big show right now.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Shameless. You're also working on Shameless.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So you've been... Midwest Stunts has never been busier than in the last 6 years or so, I would say.
Not since the early 80s when there was a lot of television shows and then films coming through.
Right.
But right now, like Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, Sirens, Shameless comes in. And Empire is another one. I think it's premiering tonight.
The Terrence Howard series, yeah.
Yeah, so... there's a lot of work here.
There is. What happens when you get spread too thin? Do they bring in another? I mean, when Midwest Stunts, because you guys have monopolized sort of what goes on in the Midwest as the go-to stunt crew, and a lot of times Rick will farm one of you guys out to Michigan to do a movie or Wisconsin or something while you're working here.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, when we did our movie, they were so helpful to get us.
Yes, Tom Wohl. Tom Wohl was our guy who came in,
and we were forever thankful. What a job he did.
Whenever you had a serious stunt to do, an insurance issue, it was time to call Midwest Stunts. On the indie side of things, I remember asking Rick, I said, we got this stunt. He goes, well, what is it? I said, the guy gets kicked. He goes, oh, no. I said, the guy's got to fall down three flights of stairs. Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah, right.
What's the adjustment on that? All right, here we go. Yeah.
It's all illusion, and that's the thing. It's funny, you get guys that are like, oh, I could be a stuntman. I would jump off my garage roof onto a bed of nails or something. You're like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's illusion. But you still, like, stair fall, it's still your body going down the stairs.
Yeah, it is. And you must run into that throughout your entire career where you get machismo young actors who think they know what they're doing. No, I don't need a stunt double. I know how to do this.
Well, some are good. I saw Tom Selleck. I can't think of his name, is one of the actors. And he played a tough guy, cop, you know, PI.
Yeah, sure.
And he said, I don't need a stunt guy. And all he was getting hit and falling down right there where we were standing. And he said after the eighth time, he's like, do I have a stunt man?
Right.
So it's really, there's a lot of takes and it's repetitive. And you've got the talent and the risk, the talent getting hurt, even if it's a twisted ankle or a sprain, it's not worth it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that sometimes people realize that it's, I mean, these guys wake up the next day and they're sore. This is a hard job.
Yeah, it's not. There's injuries that guys are working through, and but you're worth standing out in the cold all night, like a night. You know, we just had this horrible. We had below zero temperatures. And what's the coldest movie you ever worked on, Rich? Outside,
Lady Blue. That was 85, I think. It was 23 below zero, not counting the wind chill.
Yeah.
And what's the movie that you did with Ramis and Cusack? The Indian
Ice
movie.
Harvest.
The Ice Harvest, was that?
That's cold.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell. I'm just thinking of looking back and looking at the cinematography of that movie, going, yeah, it had been cold out there.
It wasn't too bad for me because I was driving, I was blind driving the Winnebago that runs.
Oh yeah, at the end of the movie.
Backs over him.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I had to drive and let the actor sit in the seat and look up through the mirror.
Oh my God.
And go to a certain mark. To right. stop, and then he had a stunt double that went down and went over, but then right. we also went back to him. You know, so it's cold out there sometimes. One, I think it was Butterfly on a wire or on a string. We were filming in a it wasn't that one. It was Time Traveler's Wife, and the actor had to run down this alley like naked.
Right,
uh-huh. It was. Freezing.
Yep.
I mean, I'm driving a car, so a lot of sometimes I'm in the car and they're out in the cold, you know.
Shrinkage.
They had the actor do it a couple of times. They said, get rich in a nude suit.
Oh, man. Yeah,
yeah, right. It was really cold. Get rich with the guy with the two belly buttons over
there. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Holy cow. Is there one movie that you can think of and experience that you think that you, when you actually look back on your career and go, I think this is something that, it was one of my fondest, proudest moments in stunts.
Well, I could think of two, and one was just because of the actor. It was The Color of Money, and it was Paul Newman.
Sure.
Yep.
Who was, like, awesome. And I'm, like, starstruck looking at him, and at the time, all the young kids are looking. Is Tom Cruise there? And Paul Newman just walked right by him.
It's the same thing my dad, when he worked on the Hudsucker Proxy, he said it was, like, He could barely speak. He was like, it was the most starstruck he'd ever been. He's like, and my dad.
And he said Newman treated everybody like it was, Joe at the coffee shop. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
He told the joke, and he held the punchline just before they said action.
Yeah.
And started laughing. I thought Scorsese was going to throw me out on the street. Yeah. And thank God everybody laughed. I was like, oh my God.
That had to have been an honor for you to even be a part of that movie because you were probably a big fan of The Hustler as a kid.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. And then, now, are you the guy, you're in the scene, is it Chalky's Pool Hall that you're in where he sends Vincent Loria upstairs? It's a setup, right?
Yeah. Which was Forrest Whitaker, right?
No, not that scene. It's the scene where he sets him up and he gets beat up.
He's got the captain with the...
Oh, the guy that's talking about. Yeah.
And he's got could beat him, and he doesn't. And Newman goes up in the loft and is watching
him. He's spying on him.
And he watched him, and the guy wants the money. So Rick Lefevre and myself, I can't remember who else was there.
Is that the first time he loses to Grady Seasons?
No.
We start beating him up. And then Newman throws a chair and shoves us out of the way. And
that's right.
Yells at him.
And they run down the stairs, and he's going, whoa, 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 whoa.
And they like jump in the Cadillac and pull away.
Right.
And Rick is Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio that was supposed to be driving.
Now, did you guys grow up with her? Because she is an Oak Park chick.
She went to Oak Park High School. I think it was my sister, younger sister Mary's age.
Okay.
But so Rick jumps in the car and he's supposed to peel away from the curb. And Newman says, you're not going to get this car off this curb.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I'll get it off the curb. He goes, I bet you a buck you can't.
Newman's a driver guy.
Yeah, he's a racer. He goes, I'll give you a 10. I'll count it a 10. So Rick says, okay. And he jumps in and he gets it off the curb and he goes here and he pays him the buck.
Yeah.
And we always laugh about it. Now he goes, I'm such an idiot. I spent it on a beer that night when I could have had him sign it.
Oh man.
You won the bet, Paul Newman, and it,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Did you work now? Did Newman remember you guys when you worked on Road to Perdition? I mean, after The Color of Money. Now that was what, 10 years later than the cut,
Yeah,
maybe even longer.
We'd
see him. And Tom Hanks is really nice.
Yeah,
but I actually saw him and talked to him when Cicero had the racetrack.
Sure.
And he had the cool race team there, and we worked the crash trucks for the racetrack.
Really? Which and, wasn't is not a movie gig, but it is a stunt gig, I guess.
Yeah, well, it was just something that, you know, we had drivers, and I was a paramedic, and I knew I was a fireman at the time, and so I got paramedics, and we had stunt drivers in these trucks that would go and clean and help extricate, but they usually had the cart team there most of the time.
Wow. All right, well, Rich, we're going to come back and talk some more, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200, and tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
And we're back, 1240 AM.
WSBC.
Hooley's Hooley. Tonight our guest is Richard Wilkie. He's a stuntman and actor in Chicago. He's one of the co-founders of Midwest Stunt Organization, and he's been in the business 29 plus years. He's also a retired firefighter in Oak Park, Illinois. Rich, thanks again for doing the show. While we were on break, someone wanted to know your most significant injuries over the years of pulling these stunts off. I got to think that if you know what you're doing, you don't get injured very often. So the less injuries you have, the better, I would presume.
Yeah, that's not always the case.
It's not something you wear as a badge of honor. I've been injured.
It's like you can do a car hit, and things can just go
wrong
on the landing.
Right.
Because once you're launched in the air, you know.
It's up to the air. You're on
your
goal gravity.
For a ride. But the first, we used to do live shows advertising for the Wild West show.
Right.
And there was this large Sioux Indian, Bo Little Sky, and he wanted to be in the show.
Bo well, Little Sky?
Let me be in the show. Let me be in the show. His dad was Eddie Little Sky. He was on TV
yeah.
a lot. And so finally, we like the last show, well, yeah, go ahead. And that's, you know, the whole gag was we get this big fight, and the last guy, big guy, would hit somebody, knock him out, and we'd have an older lady with a breakaway bottle come up behind him and hit him over the head, and that would be the end.
Right. Yeah.
So he comes up, and he's throwing the punch, and all of a sudden I knew he wasn't going to miss, and
yeah.
he broke my nose.
Oh.
That was my first stunt injury.
Right.
Second one was.
But they got the shot. Or well, okay. No, it was live.
Well, everyone thought the blood was fake.
That looks awesome.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
But the second one was it was a TV show, pilot again. I was doubling the guy, and he's like an Avenger type guy. So run down an alley, doing shoulder rolls, and get up and shoot a gun. And it starts off him coming out of a second, third floor window down a fire escape, and he has to jump off the fire escape and run down the street, which starts the chase. Well, the rail at the end of the fire escape was rusted away.
Uh-oh.
And so unless I had, monkey feet, I would have to bail off early, which I did.
It's a 10-foot drop.
So it was like a 15, 20-foot drop to...
What?
And I got a compression fracture in my foot.
Foot?
And then had to do it again because I fell back on my ass. And the director said, can he do it again without falling on his ass? And I'm looking at him going, Let's do it right now
for
because
another few thousand dollars because, I can. Yeah.
Because I know, and the coordinator was like, "Oh my God, you hurt yourself, didn't you?" He goes, "Do you have another one in you?" I go, "Yeah, but we got to do it right now before it starts swelling."
Right.
And so we did, and that was it. It was done.
Oh, that's lovely. That's I'm sure your wife would have loved to hear that story. Yeah, honey, I just broke my foot, but they're gonna give me a little more dough, and it's not swelling yet. I'm gonna go for it again.
Yeah.
Family's got to eat. You've worked with Robert Duvall, and I've heard you talk about it before. What was that like? What movie was that?
That was
a family thing
with James Earl Jones.
Right.
They find out that they're brothers.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
And you were Robert Duvall's double, and at one time Duvall wanted to hire you to be his double everywhere. Isn't that right?
Well, they were doing a show with I think it was Michael Caine. I think it was Three Lions or...
Secondhand Lions. I know. Steve Conrad wrote it. Same guy who wrote The Weatherman, Chicago guy.
And so Walter Scott was coordinating it. Rick was working on, I think, Fast and Furious in Florida.
Okay.
Walter Scott was coordinating that show. And he ended up seeing Rick in Florida. And he said, how'd it go? And he said, great. But I was having a tough time filing a double for Robert Duvall. And Rick said, oh, I got a great double for him, Rich Wilkie. He goes, gee, I wish you would have told me that before you left. And I'm thinking, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he is an amazing actor, insight. He sees a scene, just a genius. And I was talking to him, like our family jokes and says our family cult film is The Great Santini, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And and I told him how much my daughter loved Lonesome Dove. So I gave her the set for Christmas. She was very young at the time.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I never say anything else more than that. And all of a sudden I get an autographed picture in the mail that says, to Emily, good luck, Bob Duvall.
Oh my God.
He wrote Gus and then
Gus, from Lonesome Dove. What an incredible memory. Like, he probably went back to his trailer, wrote your name down, got a hold of somebody working in payroll on the show, and was like, what's that guy's address?
He was just really a nice man.
I still remember seeing him in To Kill a Mockingbird as Boo Radley.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's got to be one of his first films, probably.
Yes, it is.
Another one of my favorite films.
Great movie. Gregory Peck.
Of all the films you've worked on, what was the best experience? I know that's hard to choose, but there's got to be a camaraderie, like where you work with other stunt crews that you really gel with.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, does it ever get to when you're on sets where there seems to be, you can sense that, the grips kind of just stay with the grips, and the stunt guys kind of stay with the stunt, and the actors are, over in their area, and then there's, the producers and the directors, and where there's a where it doesn't seem like it's a collaboration. It just seems so,
cut and dry.
You get in and do this, there's no, it's like,
but occasionally you get those movies that you work on where everybody's having a ball and it's like a real family atmosphere.
I'd say The Dark Knight, Batman Begins, really a good close group. We had fun, we do things together, and it wasn't a whole lot of time either. I mean, you're working
but an incredible amount of stunts, an incredible amount of stunts for that movie.
Just everybody supports everybody. That's what this.
You guys got nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award.
We got an award.
Yeah.
Best stunt ensemble. There's just a whole group of good guys. And a lot of times there's that in movies, but sometimes they're only here for a short while. But when you have a movie here that's for three and a half months.
Right.
You get that. That's like this these shows.
Well, that's got to be like Chicago Fire now.
Huge. Everybody there is just, it's great. I mean, you look forward to going to work.
How many of you guys on the stunt crew? I know Chikorotis is a fireman. You're a fireman. How many other guys in Midwest Stunts are ex-firemen?
Mark Harper. He's a great rigger, safety conscious, really good guy. I mean, everybody there.
It only seems logical that a stuntman would be a fireman. I don't know why, but it just seems for like assuring to the studios. Oh, he's also a fireman. Oh, perfect.
It's funny that, you know, this is the first job where both jobs crossed and I'm working it, you know.
Yeah.
Not Letter 49, not Backdraft.
You weren't on Backdraft? No. Okay. That's right. Letter 49 was here too.
Yeah, couldn't get the time off, you know. And
right. You're like, I'm doing the real thing right now. Sorry.
They were in Baltimore for Letter 49.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What was that, the Yoke, the Phoenix?
No, it was a Travolta movie.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, he's
John
in that
Travolta.
Movie.
Yeah, yep. But now Chicago Fire is here, and you're on almost every episode. Not obviously. Who are you doubling the most on that show? Like, who do they have you?
Well, mostly I do. I work.
Well, you're coordinating safety. And safety yeah. underneath Rick.
But I've doubled Jesse Spencer in one scene, just when it was a fire. You know,
right?
The fire was right there. But he's in there. Let's see.
Do you ever get the actors turn to you? Because they've obviously got to know you by now and know that you're an ex-fireman. Really, like, would this ever go down? Would this ever happen? Are they asking you like for insight at all?
In the beginning, they would, but these guys have gone through the academy.
Yeah.
These guys know what they're doing. They do a lot of the heavy work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's them. It's them in these fire scenes. Now I'm in the fire room, as a victim or as right. safety right. For them and the crew.
Yeah, that seems. I could see it.
They are really good. They are capable.
It shows because the show has just gotten better and better and better, and now it's a bona fide hit, and it looks like it's going to be here for quite a while.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
And then you guys are also. I mean, you're working at Chicago PD as well, every now and then, though, right?
I work the day on that.
And, right.
Spend a lot of time when I'm working on fire, or
sirens, or Shameless.
Yeah, right.
Right.
What would you say to a younger audience, or say a young guy in his 20s, maybe even his early 30s, that wanted to break into this kind of work? What kind of route would he have to take, you think? Or is it just kind of, would you become a PA and then try to meet some stunt guys and then have them put you in the right direction? How would you go about it?
I would try to get yourself visible, definitely, but I would take some classes, whether it's driving or even though it's different, stage fighting classes.
Stage combat, fencing.
A couple of these guys have graduated college with degrees in the arts and acting.
Okay. Like Tom Lowell.
Yeah.
Tom Lowell being one of those guys who's on Midwest Stunts. Yeah. Is Tom the coordinator on PD now?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And Tom worked on our film, and I know that he was also a theater major at Northern or something like that. And I was enamored watching him work.
He was fun to watch. Yeah.
It's amazing because working with guys like you and Rich and Tom, guys like that who've been around, you guys have a sincere respect for the craft of acting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of fun to watch when you're orchestrating a stunt. It's like, no. You know how you're serious about your role here? Yeah, I'm serious about this stunt, and it wouldn't look that way. Let's walk through it again. And that's got to be nerve-wracking when you get these gung-ho guys out there that think they know it all sometimes.
Well, that's probably your, I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but probably one of your biggest dangers is is an actor throwing a punch at you as opposed to a stuntman.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are good and they listen, but like you said, some will be really zealous. Or they just zone in. They've got so much on their mind. They've got their words, their script, their dialogue.
They're so into character,
And so they forget that they're not really going to punch you, and all of a sudden the fist comes to the face.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, has a fight ever ensued on one of the sets while you're working between an actor and a stuntman?
No, we were doing Hardball, and Keanu Reeves almost got belted.
Oh, man.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to have seen that.
Oh, man.
And it's like, and you know, let's go over this, let's practice this. No, no, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And the actor went up to him and almost, I said, okay, I'm him. And it blocked his punch. I go, no, you're, it's like, and it was going to happen soon, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, Rich, I want to thank you for being on the program.
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
for
me too.
Me.
Absolutely.
Rich Wilkie, stuntman, firefighter.
I love the Hoolies.
Oh, God bless you. Yeah. Now,
God bless.
I do have one question.
Oh, God bless is right,
God bless.
Baby.
I do have one question for you, Rich. Is what? When and where can we watch Chicago Fire?
Chicago Fire is on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock, Channel 5.
All right, cool.
NBC.
NBC, Dick Wolf. I'm pulling up a song here because it's reminding me of you. This is a, because it is an Irish program. I'm going to play, this is Wild One by Thin Lizzy. God Bless. God That's bless. Thin Lizzy with Wild One. I had to
I
play that.
I love that song.
So do I. I do want to thank my guest again, Rich. Thanks for being here. I've been alerted by the station manager, Mike, that I have a phone call. We're going to patch him through. Hello, welcome to the Hoolies Hooli.
Hello.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air, sir.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thank Great. You. God bless. Thanks for calling. Your
yeah,
name?
Love the show, guys. Rich and I love your work.
Oh, you know Rich Wilkie.
Big fan. Yes, absolutely. I think, Rich, I think our paths have crossed once at that little watering hole in Forest Park with that cute blonde bartender with the accent.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. What's that one?
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Jack Russell.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for doing the show, Jack Russell. There's a dog named after you as well.
Yes, yes.
Is that why they call you? Is that your real name? Or
well, I thought it was the other way around. I thought the breed was named after me, but that's debatable.
Oh, okay. Are you a little feisty little guy?
Oh, at times.
Yeah. All right, so you called because first of all, you're a fan of the show, which I love. So,
thanks,
Jack Russell, thanks for calling in. And you wanted to ask, you have a question you wanted to ask Rich Wilkie? You're a big fan?
Well, yeah, you guys, again, I'm a big fan of Rich's work. But you guys forgot to mention, Rich, I love that, the movie you were in. And if you could please describe the scene when you got hit by the bus at the end of the instant classic movie, Ghost Town, starring Ricky Gervais.
Oh. Really?
I don't think I remember this one.
No?
Yeah, it was at the end. You were at the bus stop, and it just completely ran you over.
Oh. What?
I don't think I know this one.
I don't know, Jack Russell. I'm looking at the IMDb. I don't see it. Have you ever worked with Ricky Gervais, Rick? Or
no.
Rich?
No, I haven't.
Teo Leone was in it as well.
Jack, I think you're a bit misunderstood.
Okay, you know what? I might be mistaken. I might have it confused with that Will Ferrell movie.
Stranger Than Fiction?
Yes. Yeah, was that
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Oh.
How was that, Rich? How was that scene?
Will Ferrell was hit by the bus.
Oh, I'm getting my USA rerun movies confused. I apologize.
Jack, have you mistaked Rich Wilkie for Will Ferrell tonight?
Well, they do look pretty similar. I may have.
Or are we mistaking Ricky Gervais for Will Ferrell?
Or Ricky Gervais for Richie LaFevre? All right, now you
okay.
guys are confusing me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do love The Mob Doctor.
Oh, yeah, sure. I remember. Did you work on Mob Doctor?
I did.
Yeah. William Forsythe.
All I'm going to say is that Mob Doctor show was based on a real-life events, and that's all I'm going to elaborate on because I'm not allowed to talk about any more of the real-life story of that.
Really?
And I will hang up, guys. I'm going to hang up and listen. Love the show.
Hey, Jack Russell, keep listening. Tell your friends.
Thanks, Jack.
Absolutely. I will thumbs up this on Facebook.
And, Jack, leave those hydrants alone, will you?
Well, thank you, Jack Russell.
Oh, that's a pleasant surprise to get a phone call from him.
It is a pleasant surprise. Do you know Jack Russell?
We may have crossed paths in the past.
I think I may have known who it was, but they're disguising themselves as someone named Jack Russell.
I think he goes under another name.
Another moniker.
Okay. Well, we're glad that he was tuning in tonight and was able to give us a call.
Yeah. Well, Ricky Gervais, huh? That came out of left field. All right. Well, I've also been alerted that we may have another caller. Let's put him on the line if you can patch him through real quick. I see him.
No.
You know what? I can go to a quick commercial break.
Hey, you know what I wanted to ask you?
Yeah.
Though?
What?
Before we go to the commercial break, I noticed the other day on Facebook, because we got kind of a Hollywood theme going on here tonight.
We do?
You said that you were watching Extra.
Yeah.
And that you didn't like what you said. It just occurred to me of how dumb Cameron Diaz really is.
I just saw her talking on the TV show Extra, you know, and I thought about that because I've had a publicist approaching me about maybe booking guests on the show. Probably shouldn't slam celebrities on my Facebook wall.
Okay.
But I did put that on my wall because it irritated me when I went, you know, I had the phone in the hand and I said, you know, she's marrying this guy who's got tats all over his face and his neck and I thought to myself, my God, what could she possibly see in that guy?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's right. But it did occur to me that she's pretty dumb.
I'm not going to dispute that.
And got a lot of likes on Facebook.
I noticed. That's like, what I said. Wow.
Just recently figured this out. But I have a respect for beauty, and I usually put it, I throw that before the horse. Don't put the cart before the horse.
She apparently does, too, because I think she had a nose job after the mask.
Yeah, man.
You can tell.
You could be right.
Yeah.
All right, so you wanted to bark me out.
I kind of wanted to give her a whack at her, too. So
okay.
I figured it was an easy topic to open up with.
Well, the Hooley brothers think Cameron Diaz is an idiot, folks. So mark that in your book.
I'd love to have her as a guest.
Yeah, me too. Hey, we've been calling you an idiot. Do you want to come on the show? Yes, I do, because everybody always, loves me normally. No, we're going to talk about how much we think you stink.
Well, that's usually how it works on sports radio. These guys just yell and scream all day
long.
Hey,
we got the guy who missed the field goal on. Put him in, And the guy just takes a beating for the next 2.5 hours.
And then 2 weeks later, they're kissing his butt. Go figure.
It would be great if celebrities did that, like when they made like a bad movie. Like, I'm sorry about Dumb and Dumber 4. I didn't mean it. Thought maybe I'd pull one over at you, make some dough. But you guys can throw tomatoes at me now for the next 2.5 hours. I'll stand in front of the theater. Be great. Great PR stunt. I'd be doing that as an actor if I made like a bad movie. Be like, forget it. The Oscars are over here tonight. Me, I'm over at Man's China, the Chinese theater. You can come and throw stuff at me.
I'm still not truly convinced about the way things went with that interview thing. I think that there was a big PR stunt behind that too.
I do too. I think Sony completely I think they concocted it. They said to themselves, this movie's a bomb. It cost $80 million to make.
Yeah.
We could throw another $100 million in, money. Advertising dollars trying to get it off the ground, but you know what? We might not get our money back. Here's an idea. We'll get Amy Pascal and Scott Rudin to we'll hack into their emails and their private conversations will be,
right.
Pretty mundane. No one got fired, It's not like anybody lost their jobs over these emails that got leaked.
Exactly.
But we got to blame North Korea. The FBI said North Korea was up to, this is insane. It's hogwash. It's Hollywood.
Yeah.
So
great PR stunt.
And the movie's killing it.
It's crushing.
On streaming sales.
Kicking butt. I talked to numerous people that said they've seen it, and I was like, really? Why don't we go to a quick commercial from our favorite people, the Maddens?
Yeah, tonight's show is sponsored by Madden Funds.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200, and tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
And we're back, 1240 a.m., WSBC, Hooli's Hooli. I'm here with my brother Bill. My name is Patty. Tonight's guest was Rich Wilkie.
It's been a fun show so far.
It was fun. Mike, our engineer, just alerted me to the fact that, we were talking, there is a thing called the Razzie Awards.
Sure.
And he said 1 year that Halle Berry showed up the year, I think she'd won for Monsters Ball the year earlier, and then she made a bomb for Catwoman, and she came and she accepted the award, and I like people like that, so it's a notch on Halle Berry's belt. Also want to point out that my dad, Mike Houlihan, played an actor that he beat the crap out of Halle Berry in a movie called Losing Isaiah.
Yes, that's right, now that we're talking about stunts, yes, Mike Houlihan did have the opportunity to punch Halle Berry in Losing Isaiah.
Yeah, and then Robin Givens in another movie, and everybody was always saying, why is
Angel
Mike...
Angel Baby. Was it Angel Baby with Robert Givens? No, what was that show?
Angel Street.
Angel Street with Mark.
But it was always a running gag between Bob Schroeder, my dad's agent, that whenever they wanted like a brooding, heavyset white Irish cop to smack some young black women around, he was the guy to call, which is pretty ridiculous. But
nonetheless, he took the parts.
Yeah, he hasn't worked very often, but... it was beautiful. Okay, look, we have our caller is patching through. Yeah, who's this?
Hello there.
Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah, this is Ricky.
Ricky, thank you for calling the Hooli's Hooli. How can I help you?
It's Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais?
Hey, we just had a caller call in and talk about it. Are you listening? I didn't know you listened to the show.
Well, yeah, of course I'm listening.
Do you think it's funny? I mean, a lot of people consider you a comedy legend.
Yeah, it's not bad, you know. You could work on a couple of things. But...
Oh, okay, thanks. I'm welcome to any pointers, Ricky.
Well, for starters, I just want to go on the record and saying I do my own stunts. I always have, ever since I played a penguin in first grade, sliding down a hill. I've always played my own self. I've never had anyone do a stunt for me, especially Ricky. Or what's his name?
Richard. Rich Wilkie, yes.
Richard Wilkie, yes. Oh. Gentleman of the stunt.
Now, Ricky, are you a Chicago native? Are you shooting something in Chicago? How did you happen to stumble upon WSPC?
Yes, I was scouting Chicago for a film coming up, but I'm not sure if we're going to shoot here. But I stumbled across you guys just browsing the old dial there.
Oh, thank God, man. What an honor to have Ricky Gervais listening to the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You got any free tickets to any of your next stand-up acts? I'd love to take my girlfriend.
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yes.
How's everything else treating you, Ricky?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Staying busy.
Hey, did you know our last caller, I mean, it was kind of the irony behind this, is our last caller, Jack Russell, who called in.
Little Jack.
He was...
Little Jack?
Little Jack?
Litto. It's pronounced Litto. L-I-T-T-O is how you say it.
Litto.
Well, you know what? God bless.
God bless. God bless you. God bless the Queen.
Nah, we're not going to say that on my show.
The Queen's Contest. That's what I was speaking of.
Oh, the Queen's Contest. Yeah, that's coming up, by the way.
Yeah, I believe that is.
Yes. That's the only Queen I really care about.
Yeah, there will be the Queen's
Contest. Ricky, I have a quick question. Were you ever hit by a bus on film?
Yes, I was.
You were?
Yes.
What film was that?
There was an independent film I did years back. It never made it to a public release.
Was it called Ricky Gervais Gets Hit by a Bus?
It was called Rick versus the Bus.
Rick versus the Bus. That's good. It's like Joe versus the Volcano, except
the
British version.
It was released the same year. We thought we could, you know, ride on that fame, but it didn't work out.
Nah.
But anyway, boys, I want to let you go. I just thought I'd commend you on a job well done so far.
Hey, you know what? You got to tell your comedic counterpart, Will Ferrell, that Jack Russell thinks that you guys look alike.
Oh, that was Ricky Gervais. Well, that was nice of him to call in. An honor, huh?
So weird things happen here sometimes.
It's a weird
night.
We got Hollywood stuntman Rich Wilkie. We got Jack Russell, a guy named Jack Russell calls the show. And then Ricky Gervais calls the show.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God bless.
We took some time to, hammer Cameron Diaz for a little bit. But
God bless.
Yeah. Hey, anyways, we're coming up to the end of the show. I want to thank our guest, Rich Wilkie.
Yes.
It's been a fun ride. We have, an event tomorrow, the Opportunity Knocks Chili Cook-Off.
And Warrior Dash Race.
And the Warrior Dash Race, the Chili Dash is what they're calling it.
Right.
That's going to be taking place at the old Molly Malone's, which is now called the Brian Baru Pub on Madison Street in Forest Park.
Yep.
Come on out. I'll be there as a guest bartender.
I'll be there as your MC as well.
A great charity, a great organization. You'll be welcomed with open arms, and there'll be some good eating.
Yep.
Great way to watch the football game, so I look forward to seeing a lot of the young Irish-American community there. Pat, anything you'd like to plug?
No, that's about it. I want to thank our guests again, and I look forward to...
Oh, wait, there was Sketchfest, right? The girls from last week, they're coming.
Yes. That's, I believe, the 15th. You can check them out, Pure and Weary. You can go to YouTube, check them out, Pure and Weary. So until next week, this has been the Hooli's Hooli. Here's a song called Honey Skippin' by the Hot Sprockets.